when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
It's Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S, cause Lisa with an S goes snods. It's Z instead of S, Lie instead of Lee. It's simple as can be, see Liza. I do it again. It's Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S, cause Lisa with an S goes snods. It's Z instead of S, Lie instead of Lee. It's simple as can be, see Liza. Now, if my name were Ada, I'd be Ada. Even backwards, I'd be Ada. Or if my name were Ruth, then I'd be Ruth, because with Ruth, what can you do? Or Sally, or Margaret, or Ginger, or Faye. But when you're Eliza, you always have to say, no, it's Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S, because Lisa with an S goes snozz. It's Z instead of S, line instead of Lee. It's simple as can be, see Liza. Oh, and that is only half of it. There's another way fate treats me cruelly. How often I remember someone saying, there she goes, Lisa Minnelli. Or Minoli, or Mineola, or Minnelli, or Minnelli. So is it a wonder I very often cry? It's M-I-double-N, then E-double-L-I. You double up the N, that's not new. Then E-double-E-L, end it with an I. That's the way you say Minnelli. Liza Minnelli. It's Italian. Blame it on Papa. What can I do? Every Sandra, who's a Sandra? Every Mary, who's really Marie? Every Joan, who is a Joanne? Has got to agree with me when I've announced I don't mind being pummeled or trampled or trounced. But it does drive you bats to be mispronounced. It's Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S, cause Lisa with an S goes snods. It's Z instead of S, Lie instead of Lee. It's simple as can be, see Liza. Then M-I-double-N, then E-double-L-I. You double up the N, that's not new. Then E-double-E-L, end it with an I. That's the way you say Minnelli, Liza Minnelli. It's easy, it's easy. See, it's lazy. No, Liza!
Well, that's about as easy as it gets, isn't it? And if you haven't figured out who our star performer is today on Broadway to Main Street, you have not been listening carefully. Hello, this is Larry Maslon. That's Larry Maslon with an S here as your host on Broadway to Main Street, as we are every Sunday afternoon here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only. It's like a snowflake. We're almost in wintertime. It's like a snowflake. It's unique, one of a kind, Long Island's only NPR station. And today we are going to look not just at Liza Minnelli, but her work, her astonishing body of work as the muse of John Kander and Fred Ebb, that great songwriting team. I have to say, I thought, oh, that's an interesting idea. Of course, they wrote a few shows for her and some review material. And the amount of material that Kander and Ebb wrote for Liza Minnelli is extraordinary. It could be three shows long, but we'll stick to one today and try to cover the highlights. Of course, Liza Minnelli was showbiz royalty from the moment she was born, the daughter of Judy Garland and filmmaker Vincent Minnelli. And she got her start quite young. I mean, she made noise as a nightclub performer, but also doing summer stock like Carnival and Best Foot Forward. She did Off-Broadway when she was in her teens. And Kander and Ebb were putting together a show for George Abbott called Flora the Red Menace in 1963. And it was supposed to star Edie Gourmet, but Edie Gourmet stood up George Abbott at dinner, supposedly, and he wanted to see that Minnelli girl that you two guys like so much. And Kander and Ebb had been pushing Liza Minnelli, and George Abbott was not fond of her, but they pushed one more time, and that was the break she needed and the break she got. And at the age of 18, she won a Tony Award for Best Actress for the show we're going to listen to now. Here's her opening number from Flora the Red Menace, music and lyrics by John Kander and Fred Ebb.
Application for no job. How do you like that? Last name, please print plainly, Metzaros. M-E-S-E-A-R-O-S, first name. Please print plainly, Flora. That means flower. Home address, 307 West 4th. Get off at Sheridan Square. Walk north. Previous experience, none. Reason for applying for this position. Reason for applying for this position. I'll be glad to tell you, Mr. Garrett. I'll be pleased to tell you, Mr. Malik. The reason in a couple of words is this. All I need is one good break, just one good break, then, mister, watch my speed. One substantial break is all I need. One substantial break is all I need to make them all stand up and cheer. Set the world of art right on its ear. Give me a chance. I don't want any handout. Give me a boost, 'cause I got it all planned out. Give me a lift, and I bet you they stand outside my door all begging for a chance to study my sketches. All I need is one good break, just one good break, then, mister, watch my speed.
All I need is one good break, just
one substantial break is all I need.
One substantial break is all I need to make us.
Splash, they won't forget.
I'm gonna get you.
Hey, New York, I'm gonna get you yet. Give me a chance, and I know I can do it. Give me a boost, and I'm gonna see to it. Give me a lift.
Some new Italian clothes,
a private plane,
and see the latest shows.
And strike a fancy pose, and Mom and Dad wouldn't know me. All I need is one good break, just one.
All I need is one good break, just one.
All I need is one good break, just one.
One good break, then, mister, watch my
job at Garrett Mellick's.
Yeah.
What do you call a fashion illustrator? What do you call assisting Mr. Stanley? Me? What do you call $30 a week? $30? I want to run. No, I don't. I want to scream. No, I don't. I want to sit down. I don't hear anything. You're supposed to hear bells, drums, trumpets. I don't hear anything. I always thought I'd hear. Well, what do you know? When it all comes true, just the way you've planned, it's funny, but the bells don't ring. It's a quiet thing. When you hold the world in your trembling hand, you'd think you'd hear a choir sing. It's a quiet thing. There are no exploding fireworks. Where's the roaring of the crowd? Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among clouds. But I don't hear the drums, and I don't hear the band. The sounds, I'm told, such moments bring. Happiness comes in Melix. What do you call a fashion illustrator? What do you call $30 a week?
Well, both before, during, and after Liza's Tony-winning but brief appearance as Flora the Red Menace, she was also a recording artist. She had several contracts, first with Capitol, which recorded her again when she was in her teens in 1964. And here is a beautiful Candor and Ebb song, the title song of their musical After Cabaret, that they wrote After Cabaret, called The Happy Time, originated by Bob Goulet on Broadway, but sung quite beautifully by Liza Minnelli in the recording studio.
Remember the Christmas morning long ago, the frosted glass, the dancing snow, the happy time. Remember the painted horse, the carousel, the chocolate kiss, the caramel, the happy time. Remember a pale pink sky, your first Easter hat. And if you should ask me why, the reason I ask you this is that I want to remember you, remembering the happy time. Remember the day you found the dollar bill or roller skating down the hill, the happy time. Remember the compliment you once received, that why so they all believe, the happy time. Remember your first school play, the sound was. What do I go on this way? I'm only reminding you because because I want to remember you.
Well, I mentioned cabaret. Of course, if legend has it is true, Kander and Ebb also wanted her to play Sally Bowles in the 1966 stage version of Cabaret, but director-producer Hal Prince would have none of it, because he thought if Sally Bowles, who was a third-rate entertainer in Berlin in the 20s, was as good as Liza Minnelli was on stage, it wouldn't make any sense. So Jill Hayworth played it on Broadway, but Liza Minnelli got her chance in 1972 when Bob Fosse did the film version of Cabaret. She also got an Academy Award for Best Actress. So who was right? Kander and Ebb were, of course. Here is a song written for the film of Cabaret.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies and Gentlemen, I give you that international sensation, Fräulein Sally Bowles!
You have to understand the way I am, mein Herr. A tiger is a tiger, not a lamb, mein Herr. You'll never turn the vinegar to jam, mein Herr. So I do what I do. When I'm through, then I'm through, and I'm through. Toodaloo. Bye, bye, my liebe Herr. Farewell, my liebe Herr. It was a fine affair, but now it's over. And though I used to care, I need the open air. You're better off without me, mein Herr. Don't dab your eye, mein Herr, or wonder why, mein Herr. I've always said that I was a rover. You mustn't knit your brow, you should have known by now. You've every cause to doubt me, mein Herr. The continent of Europe is so wide, mein Herr. Not only up and down, but side to side, mein Herr. I couldn't ever cross it if I'd tried, mein Herr. But I do what I can, inch by inch, step by step, mile by mile, man by man. Bye, mein liebe Herr. Farewell, mein liebe Herr. It was a fine affair, but now it's over. And though I used to care, I need the open air. You're better off without me, mein Herr. Don't dab your eye, mein Herr, or wonder why, mein Herr. I've always said that I was a rover. You mustn't knit your brow, you should have known by now. You'd every cause to doubt me, mein Herr. Bye-bye, mein lieber Herr, auf Wiedersehen, mein Herr. Es war sehr gut, mein Herr, und vorbei. Du kennst mich wohl, mein Herr, ach, lebe wohl, mein Herr. Du sollst mich nie mehr sehen, mein Herr. Bye-bye, mein lieber Herr. Ich wohl mein Herr.
goodbye, my lieber Herr. Farewell, my lieber Herr. It was a fine affair, but now it's over. And though I used to care, I need the open air. You're better off without me. You're better off without me.
While Fosse and Kendra Knebb and Liza all loved each other so much that they did a huge event for television called Liza with a Z. That's where we heard our opening number from. And it was just won every award in the book. And it was dazzling from start to finish. And one of the things I love about Liza Minnelli is obviously she's a great singer. She's a very underrated actress. And I've heard Fred Ebb sing this bit of specialty material that they wrote for her. He's fine. She's magnificent. Here is Ring Them Bells from Liza with a Z.
About a year ago, I heard this truly terrific, absolutely true story. And it just so happens that I told a couple of friends of mine this truly terrific, absolutely true story. And it just so happened that these friends of mine are songwriters. And guess what happened? Right? Truly terrific, absolutely true song. Gather around, I've got a story to tell about a Manhattan lady that I know very well. She lives at 5 Riverside, her name is Shirley DeVore, and she traveled round the world to meet the guy next door. Well, there was trouble inside apartment 29E, 'cause Shirley's mother and dad were as upset as can be. They said, "We hate to complain, dear, and we don't like to grouse, but you're nearly 32, you should get out of the house. You gotta ring them bells, you gotta ring them bells, you gotta make them sing and really ring them bells. It's such a happy thing to hear them ting-a-ling. You gotta ring them bells." Well, Shirley was 31, which she was loath to admit, and she had never been loved, which didn't thrill her a bit. And so she sat and she thought for hours on end, and said, "I'll go to Chase Manhattan where I got me a friend." And so she borrowed a bow and called TWA and told her mother and dad that she was up and away. "I'm gonna travel the continent a month, maybe two, and haul me home a huzz if it's the last thing I do." You gotta ring them bells, you gotta ring them bells, you gotta make them sing and really ring them bells. It's such a happy thing to hear them ting-a-ling. You gotta ring them bells. She met a Londoner at first, but they did not hit it off, 'cause every time she approached, he got a bronchial cough. And so she went to Madrid and met a handsome senor, but he liked to throw the bull and he was no matador. She also bombed out in Brussels, in Mallorca and Rome, till someone said, "Try Dubrovnik, dear, before you go home, 'cause it's the kind of a town where you'll be likely to fall, and all the Tony cognoscenti find the Balkans a ball." You gotta ring them bells, you gotta ring them bells, you gotta make them sing and really ring them bells. It's such a happy thing to hear them ting-a-ling. You gotta ring them bells. And so she went to Dubrovnik, and the very first day she met a guy on the beach who took her reason away. Yes, it was love at first sight and quite a beautiful scene. She said, "My name is Cheryl DeVore." He said, "I'm Norm Saperstein." She said, "Are you from New York?" He said, "That can't be denied. I've got a swell junior free at number 5 Riverside."
Five? 5 Riverside Drive in New York? That's where you live? That's where I live. 5? Are you sure? As
As if that wasn't enough, for Shirley thought she'd gone deaf when he told her his apartment there was 29F. Guess she was E, he was F, and they had not even met until she traveled the world to Yugoslavia yet. He'd always been right next door, and she would never have known. If she hadn't tried Dubrovnik, she might still be alone. Well, there's a mobile town line from Little Shirley to Four. You girls who live in apartments, don't just stare at the wall. Open up the door and hurry out in the hall. And ring them bells. Come on, come on, ring them bells. Make them sing and better ring the bell. It's such a happy thing to hear them ting-a-ling. Swing them, ring them, swing them, ring them bells. Me and my baby and me, we're about as happy as babies can be. What if I find my baby's there and baby's bound to keep me warm. We're sticking together and ain't we got fun? So much together, you count us as one. Tell them and worry to go climb a tree. Cause I'm with my baby, I got my baby. Look at my baby and me. Look at my baby and me. I dream of a duo, now don't you agree? Why keep it mum when nothing to hide? And what I feel I must reveal is more than I can keep inside. And I can show you it won't go away. Let me assure you it grows every day. I was a one once, but now I'm a we. Cause I got my baby, dear little baby. Look at my baby and me. Look at my baby and me. Facing the world up. Nothing can stop us, so nobody try. Cause baby's rough and full of stuff, and incidentally, so am I. Get out of our way, folks, and give us some room. Watch how we both fall and blossom and bloom. Life is a prison, but we got the key. Me and my baby, me and my baby. Dear little baby, you little baby. Look at my baby and me.
Of course, that was a song from Chicago written by Kander and Ebb that Liza Minnelli made a commercial recording of. She recorded three songs from Chicago, All That Jazz, Me and My Baby, and I Am My Own Best Friend. And the clever cognoscenti among you know that she actually filled in for Gwen Verdon in the original 1976 stage production of Chicago for a little while. And so her connection to Chicago is not specious, but quite well earned. She became kept doing movies after Cabaret, and I guess her next big important movie musical after some misfires was New York, New York. And Kander and Ebb wrote the theme from New York, New York. That's what it's officially called, because it couldn't be called New York, New York for legal reasons, for those of you who know On the Town. And here is not that number, which she sings brilliantly in the film, but another number she sings brilliantly, a live version of But the World Goes Round, which I think is a somewhat underrated song by Kander and Ebb. It became the title of a very popular off-Broadway review of their material a few years later. But here is Liza live to do what only she can do live, which is bring the magnificent work of Kander and Ebb to vibrant reality.
Huh. Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad. But the world goes round, and sometimes you lose every nickel you've had. But the world goes round. Sometimes your dreams get broken in pieces, but that doesn't alter a thing. Take it from me, there's still gonna be a summer, a winter, a fall, and a spring. And sometimes a friend starts treating you bad, but the world goes round. And sometimes your heart breaks with a deafening sound. And somebody loses and somebody wins, and one day it's kicks, then it's kicks in the shins, but the planet spins and the world goes round and round. For the world goes round, but the world sometimes your dreams get busted in pieces, but that doesn't matter at all. Take it from me, there's still gonna be a summer, a winter, a spring, and a fall. Friend starts treating you bad, but the world goes round. And sometimes your heart breaks with a deafening sound. Somebody loses and somebody wins, and one day
Liza Minnelli came back to Broadway, back where she belongs, in a show called The Act, with a book by George Firth about a nightclub entertainer and looking back on her life. A sort of complicated show that went through a lot of rewrites. It was directed by, as George once said to me, that great musical comedy director, Martin Scorsese, who I think exited the project before it opened. Anyway, Candor and Ebb wrote a brilliant score tailored to her, as brilliantly tailored as her Halston costumes were. Here is the opening number from The Act, Liza Minnelli's second Tony Award winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Starlight Room of the beautiful Hotel Miramar in Las Vegas is proud to present the opening night performance of the Michelle Craig Show. So let's give a nice, warm Las Vegas welcome to the beautiful, the exciting, the fabulous Hollywood's own Michelle Craig. Bro.
brothers, do you know what shine it on means? Well, you should. Sisters, you gotta take that phrase and make that phrase more your own, for your own good. Shine it on means when depression comes upon you, does a downer number on you. Take no notice. Shine it on, yeah.
Tis the day comes your way. Shine it on.
Shine it on.
Morning news brings the blues. Shine it on.
Shine it on.
Just dismiss it, boo, and hiss it, bracket and parenthesis it. That's the way you shine it on.
Shine it on.
Oh, you spent next month's rent. Shine it on.
Shine it on.
Your bankbook shows only oh. Shine it on.
Shine it on.
Don't outguess it, just finesse it. If you really wanna dispossess it, settle back and shine it on. Still your balls, shine it on.
Shine it on.
Don't deplore it, just ignore it. If you really wanna out the door, just keep back and shine it on.
Keep on shining it on. Shine it on.
You bet your money on a losing team. Shine it on. You buy the Halston, but you bust the seam. Shine it on. You ride the freeway and you get a flat. Shine it on. He drew four aces while you sat pat. Shine it on. The perfect husband is the perfect louse. You get the children, he gets the house. Some dumb computer takes the power off. You give up smoking, but you keep the car. Shine it on. If you want to feel amelioration, when you spot the sign on some porcupine, brush it off and shine. Shine it.
I was sitting on a sand dune in Santa Cruz or Monterey. Well, anyway, I could feel the trickle on my cheek of ocean spray. A perfect day. Well, anyway, I remember how I turned to Sam and said, or was it Fred? Well, anyway, I should be up and yet I'm down instead. Something's missing, Sam. Something's missing, Fred. Something's missing here. Where are my colored lights, beads and bleachers and colored lights, passing smiles round and round, thumping, pa-pa, organ sound?
noisy boys, long and lean, giggles of girls in the mezzanine. Filtered through colored lights, pink and yellow and green. I was sailing out of Long Beach on a catamaran or fishing scow. Well, anyhow, I was leaning, chewing cashews off the starboard bow. That sunset, wow. Well, anyhow, I remember telling Joey, God, you're sweet. Or was it Pete? Well, anyhow, I wonder why I feel so incomplete. Something's missing, Joe. Something's missing, Pete. Something's missing here. Colored lights, beads and bleachers and colored lights, passing smiles round and round, thumping papa organ sound, noisy boys long and lean, giggles of girls in a mezzanine, filtered through colored lights, gold and amber and green. And I tried to find the answer in the friends I made or beds I'd share. Well, anyway, but with other people's music ringing in my ear, I couldn't sing well anything. But I thought if I could just be 12 again, or was it 10? Well, anyway, it seems to me I knew the secret then. It's so simple, 12. It's so simple, 10. It was simple then. Colored lights, passing smiles, round and round, thumping papa organ sound, noisy boys long and lean, giggles of girls in the mezzanine, filtered through colored lights, red and orange and gold and amber and pink and yellow and green. Years ago, what was I looking for? I don't know. I can't recall. Well, anyway, soon I'll have my days and nights of wonderful, glimmering, beautiful, shimmering.
Well, two songs about lights, spotlights, and colored lights. That was from The Rink, another Kander and Ebb score. Terrence McNally book, a show that she did with Cheetah Rivera. And Kander and Ebb loved the show. It's an interesting mother-daughter relationship set out on the boardwalk of I think Coney Island or Atlantic City. I forget. I'm sorry. I should know that. But Liza had a tough time during the run of it, but a great score. And again, a one-act play written for Liza Minnelli. Well, there are too many songs to include today, so maybe we'll go back to a part two, Liza Sings Kander and Ebb. But let us go out with a medley of great songs from Cabaret, their hallmark musical, which she did to a Fare Thee Well and an Academy Award in 1972. So we have a medley from her live concert, Liza with a Z. So what good is sitting alone in your room? Well, it's not too bad if you can sit alone and listen to Liza Minnelli. I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Phil Collins. loup-clic sous Ayen, je suis enchantée. Happy to see you, Flavoresta Steyn, Zagenville, Corman, bienvenue. Welcome in cabaret, oh cabaret, to cabaret. Can change like that to the one little word, married. See a palace rise from a two-room flat to the one little word, married. Und das Grau in Grau wird auf einmal blau, wie noch kein Blau jemals war. For you wake one day, look around and say, somebody wonderful married me.
Go around the bat, we're really sure on being poor.
When you haven't any coal in the stove and you freeze in the winter and you curse through the wind at your face. When you haven't any shoes on your feet, your coat's thin as paper and you look 30 pounds underweight. When you go to get a word of advice from the fat little pastor, he will tell you to love evermore. But when hunger comes to rap, rat-a-tat, rat-a-tat, at the window, see how love flies out the door. Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world. Money makes the world go around, the clinking, clanking sound.
Maybe this time he'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. He will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore, like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be. Well, all the odds are in my favor. Something's bound to begin. It's gotta happen, happen sometime. Maybe this time I'll win. 'Cause everybody, oh, they love a winner. so nobody love me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be. Well, all the odds are in my favor, something's bound to begin.
Alone in your room, or come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. It's time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. So come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band, come blow that horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. What good's permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away? Life is a cabaret, oh chum. So come to the cabaret. I used to have this girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes from too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, what good is sitting all alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. And as for me, ha! And as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea. When
well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.